This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, launching in town number two of this live Sunday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Then coming up, we'll jump into Economics in One Lesson, Chapter 14. We've been doing kind of a chapter-by-chapter book review discussion series on this. Yeah, it's an old classic. I think it came out in the 1940s originally, Johnny Ray.
Right, 1946.
By Henry Hazlitt. So we'll get into that. But first, to the phones, to the fun. John is in Curlew, Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. Thank you for letting me join you.
That's what
you
we
know,
do.
I,
go ahead.
I just kind of laid my spiel on your intermediate there. But I'm wondering, everybody is worried about the wall and all this immigration stuff. But, you know, our last administration and now the incoming administration, they're nobody's talking about Fukushima. Nobody's talking about the decimation that's happening in this big pool of water that's next to us. And I don't understand personally why globally everybody isn't running to the scene to figure out what to do.
Because I don't know why anyone would want to run to the scene of a nuclear disaster.
I know, but if we don't get it under control and do something collectively as a planet, man, we're going to see a whole... Once we screw up the water, we're done for. And
I know that
how many listeners do you guys have?
It depends. I mean, we've got 160 radio stations from coast to coast, and I couldn't tell you how many people are listening to those at any given moment. Johnny Ray, what were you trying to get in there?
I was going to say that the robots that they've been sending into the Fukushima site have been dying. Because the
radiation, robots are dying.
Yeah, it's killing the robots, and they understand that that radiation poses a risk to robots as well as humans.
Wow.
And if they're not shielded, or even if they are, in a situation like Fukushima where the ambient radiation is so high, these robots have a limited lifespan, and they've been dying earlier than they were expecting. So I guess the radiation levels there are higher than we anticipated.
Okay, so what do we do? Oh, my gosh. Hey, we've got all this super plutonium in there melting away, going places, and now it's sitting in the water column. And, you know, collectively on this planet, there's a lot of smart people, engineers and people. And you say, hey, man, come here and figure this out. Let's do this. Come on, kids. What do you think we should do? And, you know,
what do you think we should do? Or do you just think we should call
the
radio stations and ask what...
I think, personally, this is my idea, whether it's valid or not, or it's doable or not. But we've got this stuff, these contaminants that are burning down there. God only knows how high of a temperature. We're never going to be able to grab the technology here to do this. And so without alien intervention, that's a whole other topic. But, you know,
alien
we're going to have to deal with this problem and get it away from where the water is flowing and putting it in the Pacific. So possibly get some drill rigs in there. They rescue miners with these great big drill holes. So drill a whole bunch of them and then figure out how to make this stuff drop down into the rock.
I'll leave it to the professionals. There are some people who know a thing or two about this stuff, and any amount of speculation that we make here is just, I think, laughable.
Truly, absolutely. Yeah. But I just don't understand why the planet isn't really seriously worried about this. And Trump and
what good is worrying about it going to do?
well, I mean, you know, hey, what are we going to do about it? What, are we just going to let it go and let the Japanese continue lying?
Well, let the people who are dealing with it deal with it. I mean, there's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. You know, you can stay away from the area.
A lot more effort. Well, of course I can. I have no problem.
Well, there's plenty of effort. I mean, people worrying will not increase the number of efforts being, you know, leveled at this. So worrying does not change whether or not people are going to succeed in their mission of trying to, I don't know what they're trying to do, extract the nuclear material or bury it or whatever the heck it is that their current plan is. I do have a story here from The Guardian about this.
Is that why it's not broadcast and reported on? Is that they don't want anybody to worry or be concerned?
Well, it's being reported on. There's a story here from The Guardian, which was published
3 days ago. I think the reason it's not on the news every single day, it's not a breaking story. This thing happened several years ago.
Yeah, I mean, unless there's some sort of new development, which this robot story that Johnny Ray mentioned is a new development, and it's being reported on.
I went that one as well, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you found out about it because someone reported on it. So what you're saying is you just want more reporting to be done on this.
Well,
and
I just think that there should be more effort. I mean, we're running around here, okay, we're going to spend X amount of dollars on a wall, and we're worried about this, that, and the other thing, but it doesn't seem like it's been brought up in our administration.
Why should the Trump administration talk about what the Japanese government should be spending money on?
Because, well, it affects us as well, because we're all sitting on the same body of water that's circulating. And there were some documentaries that came out with a guy who went all along the west coast of Vancouver Island, and he looked at all the tidal pools, and there was definitely something wrong with them. And when I went back to Alaska, I purchased one of these Radex jobbers, and first thing I looked for was the intertidal light. And effectively, when I started fishing, I used the same unit, and I looked, and I didn't see any problems with it. It was all normal. So, you know, I relaxed somewhat. You know,
so you're saying that up in Alaska, everything looks normal?
It seems to be, yes.
And what was the device that you had acquired?
It's a handheld Radex thing that you see on a lot of the videos where the guys are walking around Fukushima and all.
It's a radiation meter.
Exactly.
Geiger counter.
Somebody
else had called about, now you're on the west coast here, but somebody else had called from the east coast of the U.S. and he had also acquired a Geiger counter, and he said that everything looked normal as well. So I think a lot of people...
He had read on some conspiracy website that there was radioactive rain in the D.C. area because of Fukushima.
Hey, John, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I mean, it's like, what can you really do about this?
Freak out!
Yeah, I mean,
constantly. There's always something to be afraid of.
Sure, and worrying, of course, isn't going to increase or decrease your risk of contamination or radiation exposure. So all worrying about it is going to do is to just, you know, stress you out and make you upset when other people aren't doing as much as you think they should be doing for this. When in point of fact, you honestly don't know how much people are doing about this because you're not there. And you're not, and thank goodness, right? You know, it's not your job to be there. And those poor bastards whose job it is to be there, thank goodness for them because, you know, they're putting their life on the line, to some extent, you know, taking serious risk. I mean, this robot just died on the way down there. A story that you were referring to, Johnny Ray, from The Guardian. This was published 3 days ago. Barely a fifth of the way into their mission, the engineers monitoring the Scorpion's progress conceded defeat with a remote-controlled snip of its cable, the latest robot sent into the bowels of one of the Fukushima damaged reactors was cut loose, its progress stalled by lumps of fuel that overheated when the nuclear plant suffered a triple meltdown 6 years ago this week. As the 60-centimeter-long Toshiba robot, equipped with a pair of cameras and sensors to gauge radiation levels, was left to its fate last month, the plant's operator, Tokyo Electric Power, attempted to play down the failure of yet another reconnaissance mission to determine the exact location and condition of the melted fuel. The utility said that even though its mission had been aborted, that valuable information was obtained, which will help them determine the methods to eventually remove fuel debris. The Scorpion mishap 2 hours into an exploration that was supposed to last 10 hours underlined the scale and difficulty of decommissioning Fukushima, an unprecedented undertaking that one expert has described as almost beyond comprehension. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. A little bit more about this, because it is an interesting story. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves coming up here on Free Talk Live.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy. The Dynavite supplement and then the LicoChops.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of LicoChops free.
New, improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is the truth. Dinovite.com.
When I get to about 3/4...
When I get down to the bottom...
A couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of LicoChops free.
New, improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops
free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dinovite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You may dial toll free and join. join us on the radio. It's your live Sunday edition coming up. Economics in one lesson. We're going to get into chapter 14 and discuss that with you in the studio tonight. However, it is Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
Healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States, and it's pretty much all because of the government's doing, which, of course, means you shouldn't expect them to save you from the problems that they've created. They're likely going to create more problems over time as they continue to try to control that industry. But thankfully, there are ways around some of the rules. You don't have to have health insurance. In fact, the group over at HealthExcellenceSelect.com is a way to free yourself from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily if you'd like. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. Plus, you get a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You'll love the service and the price at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. As we continue here, a little bit more about Fukushima, since somebody called in about it, and this is kind of like the show that you can actually request topics on, basically. You bring something up, and we're interested, we'll usually dig a little further into it. So we're talking about the latest news that, Johnny Ray, you had found about these robots that are going down there to just try to assess the situation. They're not making it very far. One robot recently died after 2 hours of what was supposed to be a 10-hour-long mission. So it didn't even make it to its intended destination. Cleaning up the plant, the scene of the world's worst nuclear disaster since Chernobyl, after it was struck by a magnitude 9 earthquake and tsunami on the afternoon of March 11th of 2011, is expected to take 30 to 40 years at a cost that Japan's Trade and Industry Ministry recently estimated at $189 billion, or 21.5 trillion yen. The figure, which includes compensating tens of thousands of evacuees, is nearly double an estimate released 3 years ago. The tsunami killed almost 19,000 people, most of them in areas north of Fukushima, and forced 160,000 people living near the plant to flee their homes. 6 years on, only a small number have returned to areas that have been deemed safe by authorities. Would you go back if you had left the zone, even if the government was saying, "Everything's fine here"? Would you go back?
It depends on if I wanted to. Probably if I wanted to start a family later, then I wouldn't go back.
Mm-hmm.
That I wouldn't. I would. Staying away from radioactive threats would just be, you know, something that I wouldn't do. But otherwise, yes. If other people were, like, if Daryl went back, then I'd go back.
There are still parts of the area around Chernobyl that are still basically off limits,
mm-hmm,
some 30 years later. I don't think I would go back to that area, but I think that, you know, the reason that a lot of people in the U.S. are freaking out,
mm-hmm,
is they're hearing news on, quite frankly, sites that aren't really that legitimate as far as how well they research things, claiming that radiation levels in the United States are, you know, such and so, and they'll give like this astronomical number that is in a term that most people have never heard. And when you actually look to see, you know, what that corresponds to as far as actual rates of radiation, it would be like some large amount of bananas being dropped in the ocean, because bananas do have trace amounts of radiation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yes, right there where Fukushima is, and, you know, a several mile radius around that, not a
good place.
But the rest of Japan, by and large, is safe to still be in.
Right.
The United States is still safe. Like, it's not raining radiation. Even though that's what, you know, a lot of conspiracy sites are wanting you to believe.
And even I think there are workers at Fukushima. It's just in the bowels of the coolant towers.
That's where it gets super dangerous.
That's where the robots are dying.
They get into that here in the story from The Guardian. The developing these robots that are capable of penetrating the most dangerous parts of Fukushima, the reactors, are spending enough time and there to obtain crucial data is proving a near impossible challenge for TEPCO. The Scorpion, so-called because of its camera-mounted folding tail, died after stalling along a rail beneath the reactor pressure vessel, its path blocked by lumps of fuel and other debris. The device, along with other robots, may have been damaged by an unseen enemy, radiation. Before it was abandoned, its dosimeter indicated that radiation levels inside the number 2 containment vessel were at 250 sieverts an hour. In an earlier probe using a remote-controlled camera, radiation at about the same spot was as high as 650 sieverts an hour. That's enough radiation to kill a human being within a minute. Shunji Uchida, the Fukushima plant manager, concedes that TEPCO acquired limited knowledge about the state of the melted fuel. He said, so far we've only managed to take a peek, as the last experiment with the robot didn't go well. He tells The Guardian and other media on a recent visit to the plant, but we're not thinking of another approach at this moment. Robotic mishaps aside, exploration work in the other two reactors, where radiation levels are even higher than in Reactor 2, has barely begun. There are plans to send a tiny waterproof robot into Reactor number 1 in the next few weeks, but no date has been set for the more seriously damaged reactor of number 3. The president of Fukushima's decommissioning arm, Naohiro Masuda, says he wants another probe sent in before deciding how to remove the melted fuel. So I guess that's their goal, is removing this melted fuel that, you know, is presumably very, very tricky to actually accomplish that. In fact, it appears to be tricky to even get a robot anywhere in the vicinity of it and keep it operational. So quite a challenge here, and I don't think that the governments of the world throwing more money at this problem, as our last caller was sort of alluding to, is going to solve it any faster. You know, you can throw as much money as you want at it. That's not going to make, you know, everything better,
right,
necessarily.
It looks like in Chernobyl they're building a giant steel arch that is mobile. It's like, and they will slowly pull it over the Chernobyl site, which will, I guess,
shield it, basically?
Yeah, cap off the radiation coming from it. And then after they cover it up, then they can safely dismantle it.
Sean Burney, senior nuclear specialist at Greenpeace, who's based in Japan, describes the challenge confronting the utility as unprecedented and almost beyond comprehension, adding that the decommissioning schedule was never realistic or credible. TEPCO says despite the setbacks, they'll begin extracting the melted fuel in 2021, a decade after the disaster, after consulting government officials this summer. The latest aborted exploration of Reactor 2 only enforces the reality, he says the Greenpeace guy, saying, quote, without a technical solution for dealing with Unit 1 or 3, Unit 2 was seen as less challenging. So much of what is communicated to the public and media is speculation and wishful thinking on the part of industry and government. Your thoughts? Welcome. If you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. You can call in about anything that's on your mind. That's why we call this show Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's Big Agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We invite you here to dial in toll-free and join us on the radio waves on this live Sunday edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It doesn't have to be daylight saving time, which we spent the bulk of the first hour discussing, or Fukushima, which just happened to come up by a phone call. You can bring up anything. That's how the show works here. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Coming up, Economics in One Lesson, plus the crackdown against cannabis culture in Canada. We'll give you that those details on the way. Also, want to let you know about MyPillow, which you can try out pretty much risk-free for 60 days. I say pretty much because you will have to cover the shipping cost, ultimately, if you decide you don't like it. But it's a great pillow. I've been using it since probably around springtime of 2016. Daryl, you also have a MyPillow.
Yes.
And you can get yours, if you want one, at half price by using code FTL over at MyPillow.com. Now, it's a great pillow because it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. And it's also washable. So if you want, you can put it in your washer and dryer. It's designed for that. So if within the first 60 days you decide for some reason you don't like MyPillow, you can send it back to the company and they'll give you your purchase price back. They also guarantee that the pillow will last for 10 years. So they really stand behind their product there at MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get 1.5 off or 2 for the price of 1 as we continue here with your calls and thoughts. We got Tom. He's on the line in Nashua, New Hampshire, listening online at FreeTalkLive.com. Hello, Tom.
When you talk about the Free State Project, you're talking about New Hampshire, and listeners are thinking about, like, whereabouts in New Hampshire should I settle? If they got a regular income coming in and they can pick anywhere in New Hampshire, let's say an internet-based business, you know, I've already mentioned on your program there are residential areas, you know, maybe a 10-minute walk from the State House, which has the advantage that you can walk there and have breakfast in the cafeteria and, you know, talk to legislators and have considerable political influence by talking to them about various issues.
No doubt. But if you are going to be doing a lot of State House activity in New Hampshire, then Concord's the obvious place to live. We live out here in Keene, which is about an hour and 10 minutes away from the State House, and it's a bit of a hike to get up there when we have to go, which is like
every
week.
I was there yesterday, by the way, in Keene. A family member was performing in the Special Olympics at Spalding Gymnasium at Keene State College. Keene is a college town. Mm-hmm. If you are alumni of the Five College area in Amherst, Massachusetts, if you like Amherst, Massachusetts, you'll like Keene, New Hampshire. That's one issue I wanted to bring up. And, you know, I was there and was going to park a car, and I said, there's a sign there, one place that says, faculty parking permit required Monday 12 a.m. to Friday 4 p.m. I'm thinking, what does 12 a.m. mean? Why don't they just go ahead and use 24-hour time? Sticker on the window that says no smoking within 25 feet of the building. Why aren't they using the metric system? Anybody who doesn't understand 24-hour time and the metric system doesn't belong in college.
Well,
and it's not the
24-hour time and the metric system are completely distinct things. I use 24-hour time myself, but I don't use the metric system because nobody else in the United States uses. If I told somebody, travel 3 kilometers down the street, they're going to say, well, my speedometer and odometer use miles.
It's hard to understand it. I mean, the rest of the world's on metric, so it would make sense if America would switch to metric. Now, here we are talking about other standards, right? We were talking about daylight saving earlier. And it would make sense to switch, but it would be a tough adjustment period, you know, because people, like, I remember when I was in Mexico a couple weeks ago, everything's in Celsius down there, and I'm looking at the
you're like, 4 degrees, that's really cold, but it feels nice outside.
No, it was 23, yeah. I think, actually, outside, and it was very, very nice.
Let me bring
basically
something up
in
here.
70s.
About daylight saving time. Now, when you get... if you run a business, you can pretty much post a sign on there, except in Wisconsin where it's illegal. It's considered a public nuisance, and you can get in all kinds of trouble for running a business on any other time than the government standard time. But you post your sign saying what your hours are, Eastern Standard Time, and we don't observe daylight saving time, and you're free to do that if you're running a business. But when you get a summons to appear in court at 9 a.m., and you appear at 9 a.m., but they're pretending it's 10 a.m., it's not the judge who's just babbling and scribbling, what's the big idea being late? It's the cops that are going to haul you off to jail. They're the ones to blame for people having to change their clocks. Okay, always blame everything on cops.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE.
Now, Tom does mention something interesting about, you know, if you want to, you know, observe or not observe DST or, you know, observe or not observe any time zone, you are free to do that. Mm-hmm. Now, it will affect how you interact with other human beings. And I remember reading an article a while back about some of the border towns that are, you know, like right on the line between where Central and Eastern.
Yeah.
And the particular place that I was reading about was on the Alabama-Georgia line.
Uh-huh.
Because that is the border between Eastern and Central.
Right.
And so there's this unofficial thing to where everybody operates on two time zones simultaneously.
How does that work?
You've got two different calendars.
Yeah.
And you just know, oh, this meeting is across the river.
Right.
And they observe Eastern time.
Yeah, you just got to think about it constantly.
This meeting is here. Yeah. And, well, I know that this doctor has a lot of patients from Georgia, so they are permanently on. So people just know basically who observes Eastern and who observes Central. Although a universal time of just saying, oh, and I've got an app on my phone, so I can tell you very easily that...
You got a UTC app?
Right now, it is 040 UTC.
Right.
Meaning 40 minutes after midnight.
Right.
Yeah, I've got a world clock, and I've got three times set on it.
So, should, Daryl, instead of New Hampshire flipping to Atlantic Standard Time, should we instead... just abolish time zones altogether and go to UTC.
Abolishing time zones, unfortunately, in the United States is a federal issue.
Right.
So you would have to convince Washington to
not if New Hampshire secedes.
Well, that was not the proposal you just made.
I just asked, wasn't talking about the political process of how you get there. It's obviously going to be more popular to go with Atlantic Standard Time. That makes sense.
Correct.
People can understand that. That has a slight chance of success. Obviously, going to UTC, you know, eliminating time zones around the globe is an almost impossible task. But since we're on the topic of difficult things to achieve, is it worth it? Is it worth it to, you know, just eliminate all time zones? That way, you know, when you're flying from one place to another,
I actually wrote an article last year proposing getting rid of time zones.
Okay, so then you would be in favor of this, then.
Yes.
Johnny Ray, what do you think? Go to UTC or stick with the confusing time zones?
Just let every individual or firm make their own decision, and then you'll have a beautiful spectrum.
Don't legislate time zones.
Okay, yep.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We got Ralph. He's in South Carolina listening to WTMA in Charleston. Hello, Ralph.
Yeah, good afternoon. Hey,
welcome.
You know, this whole time zone thing issue. You know, it was originally, and I haven't heard anybody bring it up yet, it was originally brought about by the farmers, so they would have more daylight hours to work. That was the biggest push, from what I understand, to create the
That's actually a myth perpetuated by...
Really?
Yeah. It started because of the war effort. And we did mention earlier that Ben Franklin wrote a satirical piece advocating for shifting the clocks. But when it was first adopted in the United States, it was only during World War I as a temporary wartime effort to be more productive, have more productive hours of daylight.
Ralph, if you got more, hang on. We'll bring it back. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, and you can join us too.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black
purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may dial toll free to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. Live Sunday edition of the program. Still to come, Economics in One Lesson, Chapter 14. We have to talk about that because we've been doing a chapter-by-chapter kind of book club about Economics in One Lesson, which is a free book that anybody can download online. Just look for it on Google or your favorite search engine. Author is Henry Hazlitt. We can continue or get into that coming up here in moments. Ian, Johnny Ray, and Daryl in the studio here tonight. And also, if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, one of the ways that you can do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. It costs you about $5 a month. You can do more if you want, but $5 is the minimum that we're asking for. And that's like the price of a fancy cup of coffee or a hamburger or something like that. Not a whole lot of money for something that hopefully you get more than $5 of value out of per month. If you think it's useful that we're out there spreading the ideas of freedom and liberty 7 days a week, then please get behind the show for $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's money that we use to invest in Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country and bring new people to the ideas of freedom and peace. So go to amp.freetalklive.com as we continue with your calls and thoughts. Ralph, sticking with us here in South Carolina, listening in Charleston to WTMA. Ralph, you were calling about daylight savings time. You had said that it was the farmers that put it into practice, but Daryl, you say that's a myth.
Correct.
And that's kind of where y'all's conversation left off. So, Ralph, did you have more to say?
Yeah, I learned something new. I appreciate that. And I would love to stay on Arizona's time. You know, Arizona, Washington, let's just leave it alone and not be flip-flop I wanted to say is I have been listening to you guys for about, I guess, all of a couple of hours. I really appreciate you.
Oh, you've never heard you've never heard Free Talk Live before?
No, sir, I have not. This is a
Welcome to the program. You'll find that we're on WTMA there in Charleston on Saturday and Sunday nights. So if you want more of us, you can always grab us online. But it's nice to always listen live on the radio. So we're glad you're out there, and don't hesitate to call in the future.
I will be looking you up.
Thanks, Ralph.
Thank you
I appreciate
much.
It, man. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, and that's why we do radio broadcasting. As I was talking about the AMP program just a moment ago, there's always we've been on that station now for like 2 or 3 years, but that's the first time Ralph ever happened to tune in. You know, he may listen during the week regularly and not so much the same schedule on the weekend and happen to run into us. So there's always new ears tuning into this show all around the United States and around the globe, and we can make that happen more often with the AMP program.
And one more negative side effect of changing the clocks that I just stumbled across from a Washington Post article debunking 5 myths about DST, the first of which is we do it for the farmers.
Okay.
The second one is it makes us healthier, and we've already
debunked
most of that, heart attack, strokes.
Deprivation, car accidents from sleep deprivation.
That's not all. In Australia, there was a study that found a slight increase in men committing suicide in the weeks following the time changes.
Wow.
To the effect of half an excess death per day.
So what are the other myths?
The other myths, it helps us conserve energy, which we already
debunked.
It benefits business, which we already debunked. And standard time is standard. Guess what? We're off it for 8 months out of the year, so DST is actually the standard. And that's why a lot of people get confused on, oh, well, we only change the clocks for the winter, so isn't that the daylight shifting?
Yeah, I didn't know. I mean, I've talked about this over the years, but I've never retained the information on which one is which. All I know is I've got to change my damn clock.
So based on the dictionary definition of the word standard, DST is the standard. Standard time is not the standard.
That's confusing. Let's go to Ian. He's calling from China. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ian.
China has an interesting way of addressing time.
There's one time zone for the entire country, correct?
One time zone and no daylight savings.
Interesting.
I wanted to talk about something else if I could.
Sure. That's good, because I was going to ask you about that. I'm glad you answered the question.
A few days ago, you guys were talking about how you could be spied on through your TV or your phone. Well, I've always considered myself pretty savvy technically, and I always believed that to be a myth. Until, about this month, when the government announced that it rounded up hundreds of subversive Catholics using their phones.
Which government? The Chinese government?
Yes.
Mm.
They were able to listen in and get video and audio evidence on them having their services, their mass, which is illegal. And they rounded them up. They rounded up hundreds of them in our area.
Is there, what's the legal, what is the official state religion, if anything, in China? Is there one?
The state has no religion. They say that they are an atheist nation. But they have these cute little keep the UN happy things. Like, you'll see a Catholic church. Great, big, beautiful. You walk inside, it has all the trappings. But it's part of the political Catholic Communist Association. And Beijing pays the priests, tells them what to say. They have the Buddhists are the same way in China. It's all directed out of Beijing. So that tourists get the... Well, I was in China, and I saw churches and Buddhists. Sure, they have religion.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know about all that. I mean, I knew that there was like a crackdown against Christians, but I wasn't sure, you know, what the official status was there.
Well, apparently, now understand, I'm Catholic. I have an issue with the Jesuits, and it so happened it was a couple of those commie Jesuits who started this motion to get them rounded up, and it just I just want to go in there and do something criminal.
So is it illegal to believe in God, or is it just illegal to worship a god in China?
According to the writing on the wall, the official government script, it is illegal to maintain notions, thoughts, or ideas.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool.
How widespread would you say, from your experience of knowing people in China? You've been there for a little while now.
15 years.
Yeah. How widespread, or is it? How widespread is a religious belief kind of secretly held, if you even have any kind of idea? Because people presumably wouldn't necessarily wear that on their sleeve or necessarily want to discuss it with everybody. Have you gotten any kind of insights into that?
Most of the people here have been, they're now second generation, third generation atheists. And if you ask them, they're good people, but they'll say, of course, there's no God. Hmm. They're not hostile like the government. They'll say, oh, those silly Catholics, those silly Buddhists. Oh, they're so silly, but as long as they don't burn a house down, let them do whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm. And now the government is rounding up Catholics based on phone conversations.
A whole bunch of them, yeah. They're going to the houses, very gentle. They don't bang on the door like American police, you know, bang, bang, bang. They have this little tap, 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 tap. You open the door and they politely tell you you're going to jail.
Wow. Thanks for the call tonight. Ian, appreciate you. Go ahead. Sorry. One more shot. Go ahead. Okay, he's gone. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How many countries in the world are like that, where there's an officially an atheist viewpoint within the government?
I'm not sure, and I'm going to try pulling that up. I know that there are a good many countries that are officially secular, mm-hmm. meaning, you know, there's no official government religion. So
right.
The United States is one, Turkey is one, although most people think of Turkey as a Muslim country. Mm-hmm. Officially, Turkey has the Turkish government.
Saddam's
no
administration.
Also secular?
Notably secular.
So if you know more, you're welcome to weigh in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Even though America's government is supposedly secular, there are all kinds of local governments who tend to kind of play with the rules by having certain preferred preachers and folks like that come in and lead benedictions and prayers and in front of various different meetings, or allowing church groups to meet on school property. And of course, the some of the atheists in the U.S., like the Satanic Temple, have been doing some very interesting protests against these governments taking sides. And I do, you know, like the idea of freedom of religion. I think people should be free to make a choice, and the state should not be endorsing one religion over another.
And I found a map, and give me a second to figure out all of these countries and
toll-free number tonight.
We'll go over the list.
We might do that. Also, your thoughts and calls are welcome. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour 3 coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.